Hey there, welcome to the Student to CEO podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Mason. We're talking to entrepreneurs who launched their business at a young age and they're now killing the game. Tune in to our episodes as these guests spill the dirt on taking that leap into entrepreneurship just like they did. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Student to CEO podcast. I'm so excited to have Hadley Garrison joining us today. Hadley is a health and lifestyle change coach who helps people feel better in their bodies, have more energy on a day-to-day basis, become more confident in themselves, cultivate a better relationship with food, and become less stressed and more joyful in their lives. She graduated from the University of Michigan with a BS in biopsychology, cognition, and neuroscience, and a master's in public health and health behavior and health education. Hadley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Wonderful. I'd love if you could start off by sharing with our listeners what you do and what led you there.
Yeah, so like you said, I am a health coach. So I help people with basically the health habits that they need to kind of design the life that they want to have. So, you know, I help people with nutrition and physical activity, which are kind of the basics. But I also help people with sleep and stress management and body confidence and just things that you don't necessarily think of when you think of like a health coach or like a fitness kind of thing, but that I find are so, so important for everyone, really, especially in our current society. So I help people who feel like they are frustrated that they can't really gain control over their well-being and their day-to-day lives. And I help people who kind of struggle to manage their time with their health and their wellness and all of that kind of thing. And so how I kind of got into that is I always knew that I wanted to do something with health. I was very health conscious. I was very, you know, life improvement conscious as a kid and stuff. My parents were really into like Tony Robbins and even Michael Pollan and some different health people, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra. And so I grew up kind of knowing all of that stuff. So I initially thought that I wanted to be a doctor. So I went to school, you know, pre-med. But then I realized that that definitely wasn't my path. And so I kind of pivoted and went to school for my master's in public health. And I decided, like, while I was in my master's in public health, I actually interned for a company called Yoga Healer, and I was writing their podcast show notes, actually, for my internship with them. And I took their program, which was called Body Thrive, and I realized that all of these struggles that I had had with health, even though I was very health conscious, I had all of these issues with my health. And with my body confidence and my relationship with food and all of that kind of thing, I took this course and I realized that there were some really, really basic things that I could help people with. And so I decided while I was in my master's program to get certified as a health coach as well, because I didn't have enough on my plate, I guess. So I graduated from my master's program, and I moved to Seattle from Michigan, and I started my business all within, like, I think it was like 2 weeks from each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I did it all. I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm doing all of this right now. And that's kind of how I got started. You know, I nannied while I started my business and it just kind of grew from there. Now I have 28 clients, who I help with their habits and, lifestyle and all of that. And it is such a fun time.
Good for you. And one thing I want to ask you is, especially because since you mentioned that you were going down one path with thinking that you wanted to be a doctor and then quickly realized that wasn't for you. And I think that's something that's really brave to do because oftentimes people are kind of scared to go against that change. So what was one thing that you did that really kind of helped with that, with understanding that it's actually okay to follow the path that you feel more passionate about rather than the path that you feel like you should go down?
It was interesting because I had always thought, oh, like if I want to do something with health, I have to be a doctor, right? That was the only option that I saw as a kid. You know, you have like teacher, doctor, vet, like
yeah, police, chef, firefighter.
I don't know, you know, yeah. So I was like, okay, I have to be a doctor. But you know, going into school, it was actually the catalyst for it was I actually failed a class. I failed organic chemistry. And I was like, that kind of gave me pause to be like, do I even want to be doing this? You know, I got all A's that semester and a D. So I was like, this doesn't seem like it's really my path. And the A's were all in like psychology and behavioral science kind of classes and stuff. And so I was like, okay, this can't be right. you know, I had a lot of people telling me, oh, just retake it and just keep going on that path, whatever. And I was like, it just doesn't feel like it's what I actually want to do. And you know, I started thinking more about like, what would my day-to-day life look like and what impact would I be making as a doctor? And is that what I actually want in my life? And turns out, no, I didn't really want that when I looked at the actual life that I would have. And so that's kind of why I decided, okay, I wanted to do something more along the lines of public health and prevention and that kind of thing. But then I realized that helping individuals was really where my passion lay, I guess, in doing some preventive things and doing some things that were lifestyle based, because I saw how much of a difference that made for me.
I love that. And since you had mentioned that within the span of 2 weeks, you had graduated, moved, and started your business, what was it like starting your business right out of getting your master's?
You know, it was, I kind of knew before that I was kind of planning on doing that. I knew, okay, so I'm going to start it. I'm going to, you know, get clients within the first couple, like 2 months, start my program and everything with them. I felt very sure of myself actually with that. You know, there were a lot of missing, like, you know, things that weren't, that I wasn't sure of, but I was very confident in the fact that this is what I wanted to be doing. It felt very right, I guess. And so knowing that, whereas I had so much uncertainty before that, I knew like, okay, yeah, this is definitely the right thing for me to be doing. But you know, graduating and then moving to Seattle and starting everything all at once, it was definitely a lot. But I had support from my parents. I had support from my partner, who was in, he moved to Seattle the year before that. And I feel like I had a very good support group with the people that I got certified with as well. So it was very, I felt like I had a lot of support and I wasn't just doing it all on my own either.
Which is one of the most important things to have is that support. So that way you know that you are going around down the right path and that you have people around you who believe in you and know you can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I know a lot of people, who I know in the entrepreneurial world, one of their biggest hurdles to becoming an entrepreneur was getting past the fact that maybe their parents weren't supportive or their spouse wasn't supportive or, you know, something like that, or someone else wasn't supportive. And for me, I was really lucky in the fact that I did have that support and people who were cheering me on in this and who actually, like my dad always said that I was going to be an entrepreneur. So I kind of grew up knowing that I was going to be at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And one thing too that you mentioned that I think is a really smart thing to do is the fact that you said you were nannying while working on building your business. And that's one thing that a lot of entrepreneurs tend to do when they're just starting out is they find a way to have like a little side hustle or a part-time job that can kind of supplement what they're working on. So that way they're able to eventually take their business full time. So what was it like with managing both responsibilities in terms of having that part-time job and working on building your own stuff?
Right. It definitely took a lot of work because I was nannying. I was trying to figure out actually how many days I was nannying a week when I first started. And I think it was 2 or 3 days. And then I spent the other days working on my business. I spent some weekend days, you know, some evenings, that kind of thing, working on the business. But it definitely wasn't super easy, but I really liked it. I really liked the families that I was nannying for. And actually, the two families that I nannied for, the moms are both in my program now.
So I love that. It's like full circle.
So I'm working with both. Yeah, right. And so it was cool because I knew their family dynamics really well. And so I was able to be like, oh, like, I know that you do this, like, here's what we can tweak here. And, you know, here's what we can do with your kid and, you know, all of that kind of thing, which was really fun. And I started having them as clients while I was nannying too. So I would kind of like be like, oh, you can switch out this thing in your pantry for this and here's some easy recipes and that kind of thing. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, it was not easy, but it was definitely worthwhile to do that. And it paid the bills until I was able to pay the bills with my actual business. So
yeah. Yeah, I can 100% relate because I had babysat for, oh man, probably 10 years, I think, between like a few of the same families. And so last summer was like the last summer that I babysat too. And so I was kind of doing the same thing where each summer I was babysitting for the same family, like 8 to 4:30, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and all of this stuff. And also babysitting for other families on weekends and even weekday mornings to get kids on the bus and so on and so forth. And so you're right. It's definitely hard to juggle it all, but it does bring in a really great income source. So that way you're able to kind of supplement your work as you move forward.
Totally. And for me, because I work on my own as well, it was actually really nice to be able to go hang out with people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm working from home by myself. And so being able to get out of the house and go, you know, interact with other humans, even if they're little kids, was really helpful for starting out as well.
Absolutely. And what was the most difficult part of starting your business while young?
Yeah, you know, I think creating the time I needed to get everything done and feeling the stress of having everything on my shoulders. I know for a lot of people, transitioning from college into the real world, quote unquote, is definitely a hard transition. And actually, I help a lot of people in that transition period. That's kind of a lot of the work that I do is helping people in transition periods in order to create the habits that they want to have the life that they want to have. But I know that that's hard for people, you know, going into the corporate world and stuff, but it was really hard to do that, but not have like outside deadlines and outside things and stuff, at the same time. So I was, you know, transitioning out of, school and like, okay, here's your assignments. Right. And then I had to create my own assignments basically. And I had to create my own deadlines and my own structure and all of that kind of thing. And kind of having that all on myself. So the really big thing that was really helpful for me was to have a lot of planning time. So to create the structure that I needed for myself, And also to break down like the big tasks, the big hulking things that I needed to do, and really break those down week to week, and doing the things that were really, really absolutely imperative to the success of my business, and kind of cutting out all of the rest of the fluff, or like the shiny object syndrome that tends to happen, especially with entrepreneurs. So that was kind of, that was definitely the hardest part, was the, was creating the structure. But it was actually the most helpful part, was to create that structure for myself.
Absolutely. Especially because knowing what you need to do and when is so important. And then also being able to create those systems and processes that actually end up saving you time, because that's a difficult part too with becoming an entrepreneur, is just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that it sticks. But once you're finally able to create those systems that works for you, then you're able to really start to automate a lot of stuff, and then making sure that you're spending your time in the right places.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, and just iterating on that, a really helpful book for me was The 12-Week Year. So basically just like setting yourself up to do all the things that you need to do in 12 weeks, and then reevaluating like what worked, what didn't, that kind of thing, so that you set that all up beforehand. So you're not caught in like, oh, maybe I should do this, and then like switch tactics, you know, the next week, and then switch to something else the next week, because that can be kind of a trap for entrepreneurs especially.
Absolutely. And that sounds like a great book, so I'll have to check that out.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, 12-Week Year, and then Essentialism is another great one by Greg McKeown. And he talks about how just doing the things that are essential, and then you can always reevaluate, but doing those things for a stretch of time is really important to, you know, not get distracted.
Absolutely. And on the opposite end, what was the most rewarding aspect of starting your business while young?
Definitely, there are two parts of that. Being able to kind of design my life around, you know, basically design the life that I want to have, was the big part of it. You know, being able to work remote, work wherever. I love the idea of being able to go, you know, move somewhere, anywhere in the world, and be able to do my job there. That's kind of in the works right now. That was a really big part about having my own business right when I started out of grad school. But then also the actual work that I'm doing has been incredibly rewarding, and I'm really glad that I get to experience that right now, and you know, see the incredible results that I see in my clients, and kind of the joy that I feel in knowing that I'm a part of their journey, and I'm, you know, I can help guide them along that. And I think about like, oh, well, if I hadn't started this before, the people that I'm working with might not be in the same place that that they are right now. So that's been a big rewarding thing for sure. Starting when I did, as having my own business.
Yeah. Just knowing that you're making an awesome impact in other people's lives.
Yeah, for sure. So if I had waited, if I had, you know, not taken the leap or whatever and done something else, you know, I could have made a different impact in different ways. But I feel really passionate about the work that I'm actually doing with my clients now. And so the fact that I've been able to do that for as long as I've been in the workforce is really great. I really love that.
Love it. And what do you think led to your success, Hadley?
So many things. I had so much help along the way. You know, the support was a huge part of it. Also creating the structure was another really big thing. And investing in a program that helped me create the program that I now coach people in, as well as having the support from other group members in that, was really, really imperative for me. I'm a really big advocate for group programs. It's now what I do. I help people in a group setting. And I think it's really, really important for changing anything that you want to change in your life, whether that's, you know, health habits or creating your own business, you know, changing from being in the workforce or being in school to creating your own business, I think it's really important to have that support and also the guidance. The guidance was really, really huge for me. It kind of helped map out the different things that I needed to accomplish.
Absolutely. And I love that support and guidance tend to be a recurring theme for you here, with the fact that you just had support from not only friends and family, but also other people in the industry. A previous mm-hmm. podcast guest had shared with us that to create like a business that you love, you should surround yourself with businesses who have the business that you want ultimately. And so I think it was just an awesome piece of advice to give. And it kind of sounds like that you're kind of hinting upon that there with just being able to get guidance and advice from other people who have done it before.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And the really cool part of the program that I did is that a lot of it was, okay, so I had my coach, but then I also had like mentors who were like halfway along the path, right? So I had like my coach who had made it big, and then I had people who were different steps along the journey, which I thought was really, really, really helpful to be able to see, oh, okay, so like at this step in the journey, this is where I can be. And then at this step in the journey, this is where I can be, you know, and then keep working toward that ultimate goal of being at the place where my coach was. So that was pretty cool.
Most definitely. And with this journey that you've had of starting your own business, especially after getting your master's, if there was one thing you wish you did differently or one thing you know now that you wish you knew then, what would it be and why?
Definitely being more process oriented than results oriented. That was a really big shift for me when I started to recognize that there were only so like I could only do so much, and if I could stick to the things that I set out for myself to do, I could celebrate those as wins, rather than, you know, beating myself up if I didn't get the results that I wanted to get from those actions. And so really focusing on the fact that I can control my actions, and I'm going to celebrate those actions. And then of course I can celebrate the results that I get from those actions. But I don't have to beat myself up if I don't get those results. And I can just kind of stay in integrity with the process along the way. And then I can celebrate that as my win.
I think that's great advice, especially because there's kind of like this big trend in entrepreneurship where the highlights or the successes are really, really highlighted, but people don't often see what actually goes into getting to that point. And so being totally. Able to, exactly as you said, be process oriented is so important, because then you can actually take a step back and realize, like, I got all of this done today. And even though it's not bringing me to this huge goal that I had, the most important thing is that I got it all done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then also it helps you to, you know, keep in mind that things are going to work out the way that they're kind of supposed to. And it also helps us to reevaluate if the process isn't creating the results that we want to get, then we can reevaluate the process in general.
Yes.
So if we just focus on the process, we can see, oh, did that even bring me to the results that I wanted to have? And clearly, if I followed the process, I need to reevaluate the process if it didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like being able to track the progress over time and be able to understand what's working and what isn't, because that's been exactly. a huge thing to focus on in business, not only during the pandemic, but really of any point in time, is just being able to pivot and make shifts when needed.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Having that flexibility and so focusing in on, the things that you are doing rather than the results that you're getting can help you to be way more flexible as well.
Definitely. And why do you think it's so important for individuals to start a business at a young age specifically?
I'm a really big fan of starting now with anything, really. If there's something that were desiring. I'm a really big advocate for going after that. I think it's really important to follow those desires. And I also believe that doing that will not only help you, but it will also help other people in your life, other people in the world. Because if there's like a deeper desire that we have, a lot of times that will impact other people positively as well. So, you know, if you have a desire to really, to start your own business, to start your own thing, to do something that's different from what you have seen happening in the world or whatever, I think it's really important to start as soon as you know that. You know, not everyone wants to start their own business, but I think that if there's that little desire that's going to keep coming up throughout your life. And so, starting now, starting before, you know, all the other things pile up, I think is really, really huge. And yeah, not to wait. That's kind of what I talk to my clients about as well. Just, a lot of times we push things off. We push off the things that are really important to us and say, oh, once I do this, then I can have what I really want. And for some reason, that's a really big part of our society. You know, like we see it with retirement. Okay, once I put in 65 years or whatever, then I can retire and live the life that I want to have. But really we can start to live the life that we want to have right now. You know, there are some things we can't control, but we can really start to take small steps in designing the life that we really do want to have.
I love that, especially because as you shared, I mean, if we want to do something now, then we're always going to want to do it. We're always going to have that nudge or that push or that desire. So being able to act upon it sooner rather than later can do so much for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Hadley, this has been such an awesome episode with so much wonderful advice and tips that you've shared with our listeners. But now I'd like to ask you to share one last piece of advice for someone who may just be starting out.
You know, something that my mom used to always say to me, I was a theater kid, and she would always tell me before the shows that I would do, this quote, and it was, be bold and great and mighty forces will come to your aid. So, you know, kind of being bold with going into the world, and doing that will allow you to kind of lean into the support of the universe or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And knowing, trusting that things will kind of work out for you as long as you are going after the goals that you want to have, the desires that you have, and, you know, the things that you feel called toward. So that's kind of, that's what I always would write on my mirrors in my dressing room for theater. And then it's always something that I've had on my walls and different things like that, is that quote, because it really helps me to acknowledge the fact that if I'm going for it, then everything is happening as it should be happening, essentially.
Perfect advice and so important to remember.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I would also say, even if you don't have a vision yet, like exactly of what you want to do, you can figure that out. I know that was the case for me. It was like, I really wanted to be an entrepreneur and I really wanted to help people in their health and in their health habits and things. But I had no idea how to bring that together. And just know that, you know, do some research on Google, see like what kinds of entrepreneurial jobs there are and what kinds of things maybe there aren't, so that you can kind of create that yourself. Because if you feel a call toward it, even if you don't know exactly what you'll be doing, I would definitely suggest still going for it.
Yes, it can definitely give you a few ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Hadley, I'd love if you could now share where our listeners can find you online in case they'd like to connect with you further.
Yeah, you can. My website is happyhealthyhadley.com. Hadley is spelled with two E's. And my Instagram and Facebook page are just at Happy Healthy Hadley. I also have like a free grocery list and a couple of free things on my website if people want to check that out. I would love to connect with anyone. If you want to shoot me a DM, I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to talk about starting their own business or who wants to talk about health. So I would love to connect.
Fantastic. And I'll put all of those links in the show notes as well, so that way people can grab them there.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Hadley.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for what you're doing. I think it's really, really important that people realize that this is even an option to start, you know, when they're really young. And I think what you're doing is really awesome, to being able to kind of create a community around it.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love it if you could subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with those who could use it most. For show notes and more information, go to studenttoceo.com/podcast.